Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order Commerce Committee. The first order of business would be to approve the minutes. Has anybody had a chance to take a look at the minutes from our last meeting?
Madam Chair.
Representative O'Driscoll.
I have never moved the minutes in this entire committee, this entire session, so I'd be honored on our last day looking for confirmation.
that's the plan, sir.
To move the minutes.
Representative O'Driscoll moves the minutes. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion prevails. Despite Representative Davids and the minutes are approved. It is a special day. It is. We are looking at our last working day of this committee, and we'll have comments about that at the end. I do want to introduce, because it is spring break. Spring break at the Capitol is a fabulous tradition in our family, and my son is joining me today along with our neighbor, Mr. Palello. So, welcome. we are here today to hear House File 990 from Representative Sundin.
Madam Chair.
Representative Carlson.
Are those Funyuns?
Representative Carlson, they are Funyuns.
Oh, I like Funyuns. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Fresh out of the candy machine next door. There you go. So, Representative Sundin, I will move House File 990 be re-referred to the General Register. And Representative Sundin, I understand you also have an author's amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Committee, and Kai as well. Yeah, there's a DE amendment in front of you as well. So.
Excellent. I will move the DE 1 amendment. Any discussion to that motion? Representative Dean.
Madam Chair, I'm just curious what the DE 1 amendment does.
Gets the bill in the shape the author desires after some negotiation.
Madam Chair and Representative Dean, there's some Dean. Negotiating with the Commerce Department and some of the parties involved, and there's peace in the valley, as they say, and there's also, I'd like to mention an author's amendment here on the second from last. It'd be page 2.10.
We need to incorporate an oral amendment. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Different affiliation with the corporate funds.
Okay. It would read, if an affiliation with, after A and before corporate, insert the words and.
If an affiliation with a corporate lender.
If and before in.
If an affiliation.
If an affiliation with a corporate lender exists. If an affiliation with a corporate lender exists.
So we're adding the letter
clarification, yeah.
N to the A, and adding the words affiliation with A. Ms. Pompu, do you want to just clarify what we just heard?
Certainly, Madam Chair and members. Line 2.10 will read, if an affiliation with a corporate lender exists, so after if, inserting an affiliation with.
Everybody understand the oral amendment? And Ms. Pompu, can we incorporate that, or do we need to move that as a separate oral amendment?
I think that should read, Madam Chair, and if an affiliation with a lender. I believe,
we're removing the word corporate?
No, the word corporate stays.
No, corporate stays.
In between the word if and a, insert an affiliation with a corporate lender exists.
Thanks, staff. Just missed the A. Did you? Okay.
Ms. Pompu?
Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, I believe this is more of a technical clarification. We don't need to vote.
Okay, very good. We can incorporate that clarified amendment if everybody feels that they have clarification on it. And I'm seeing a firm affirmation from the committee. So that amendment, that change is incorporated to the DE1 amendment. All those in favor of the DE1 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. The bill is in the shape you would like, Representative Sundin. Two-year bill is amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members, and Kai. to House File 990. This is somewhat of a conformity bill, and it not only conforms with some of the federal regulations put forth, it also enables some of the people with more modest means to get into the real estate market as well. I have a testifier to explain the technicalities of the bill.
Welcome to the committee. You can state your name and proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mark Bruner, Manufactured Modular Home Association of Minnesota. I'd like to thank Representative Sundin for bringing the bill. And as he indicated, it's a federal conformity bill or issue resulting from changes to the Federal Truth in Lending Act last year by the Congress. And what it essentially does is allows manufactured home salespeople to have a conversation, if you will, with a prospective home buyer that they currently can't have because of a previous administrative interpretation by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that left the waters a little muddy, that the Congress has since clarified, so that if we change Minnesota law, which was adopted verbatim from federal law, I think in 2010, then a manufactured home salesperson can act or behave like a real estate agent can in terms of, you know, telling a prospective buyer that, you know, you can visit a couple lenders in the town to talk about getting a mortgage, that kind of thing. It still leaves in place all consumer protections, state and federal. They're not allowed to, write mortgages, behave like a lender, receive any compensation or gain from a lender. If they do that, they need to be licensed as a mortgage loan originator under state and federal law. So it's more of a conformity issue.
Good. Thank you very much. Any additional testifiers on your bill?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody from the audience who wishes to testify for or against this House file? Seeing no one, briefly, just to the author, I understand that you've been working with stakeholders on this bill, and just would you like to comment on kind of where everybody is in terms of comfort with the language?
I haven't been directly involved in the negotiations, but they've been brief and amicable.
Very good. So there is the peace in the valley, hashtag Davis. I don't know what that means.
Peace in the valley.
Peace in the valley. Oh, peace in the valley. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Manager, to that point, we have had conversations with, and the amendment is a result of our agreements we've reached with the Department of Commerce on the bill.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much. Any discussion? Any questions? Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know that people are a little squirrely. It's almost like the last day of school, people wanting to get out and those kinds of things. But in all fairness to this bill, although this may well be the last bill that we hear, I do like the changes that were in here. In Chapter 82, Minnesota Real Estate Licensing Law, licensed practitioners are allowed to discuss conceptually the different kinds of financing that are available with clients. This certainly, as the bill author has said, persons of other means who are looking to secure housing for themselves and their family, they should have that same right to discuss with someone who is familiar with us prior to making application and knowing what their options are. So I'm happy to be a co-author on this, both Representative Sundin, and encourage members to vote yes.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion? Seeing none, last word, Representative Sundin.
Oh, thank you. Representative O'Driscoll brings up one curious word. I think it was school. Kai, why aren't you in school today?
Mr. Halverson. Why aren't you in school today?
Address the chair.
Address, please. Please say, Madam Chair. It is, Madam Chair, it is spring break.
Thank you.
And they know how to have fun on spring break. And right.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Committee.
Thank you. With that, I'll renew my motion that House File 990 be re-referred to the General Register. Oh, sorry. Let me do that one more time. I renew my motion that House File 990 as amended be re-referred to the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The motion prevails. You're on your way. You almost weren't. We almost had to come back because of the chair's motion. So I just want to take a moment, since this, as Representative O'Driscoll said, very likely our last meeting as a committee for the year. And want to thank the work of this committee. It's been a pleasure working with you all. A number of you are new to the committee. A number of us have worked together for years, and I've really been grateful for the work that folks have done to continue a lot of the traditions that we've started in this committee in terms of working together and looking for peace in the valley. Trademark Greg Davids. And so I want to start by thanking Representative Stevenson for your work as vice chair. You got off to a very quick start chairing meetings because I was somehow every bill that I had this year needed to be heard in HHS policy, which meets at the same time. So thank you for taking the reins. Representative O'Driscoll had the pleasure of working with you in partnership for years on other committees, so it's been great to have you serving as lead on this particular committee. I want to thank our staff, Ms. Whitman. It's always a pleasure having you in committee. You always just bring such kind of happiness, joy, and are really great to communicate with, and we appreciate that. Our DFL staff, want to thank Laura Tuck and Holtze for scheduling this committee this year.
That was a feat.
Thank you for making sure people got their bills heard and that we made our deadlines. Amy Vu, welcome as a new CLA. Great work. And appreciate all your communication and the great work that you've done making sure that our packets are in proper order. Mr. Anderson, appreciate all your research that you've done as well. Our pages, want to thank Mr. Abrams, Mr. Kretzinger, always there, making copies, and taking care of our committee. We appreciate it. And then, of course, where would we be without our nonpartisan research staff? You are always there to answer our questions. Ms. Pompu, we're very grateful to you and the rest of your team that pinch hits on our various commerce issues. So thank you very much. Any other business before our committee? Representative O'Driscoll.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I'd also like to underscore the comments that you made. This committee sees a wide breadth of different topics, and they affect not only the people who are on this committee and the people who are before us, but it really does have a direct impact on Minnesotans because this is the committee that deals with developing and maintaining a predictable landscape for consumers as well as for business folks. And appreciate you allowing us the latitude throughout the session to be able to ask questions and to help fully vet these things that are going to be important to the people in the state of Minnesota. And I want to also, as I reflect back on this, it was good to be able to have some discussions on fiduciaries. Second time I thought I'm not tracking with me on that, on this. And still not tracking with us, but I'll move on. The other thing, in all seriousness on this as well, I'm very pleased that you, when you phrased that, you put the words all of us before the words some of us know in your opening comments that you weren't happy to work with some of us, but you were happy to work with all of us as we endeavor to move forward. So again, thank you, Madam Chair, for your indulgences this session.
Thank you, Representative O'Driscoll. Appreciate that. Having no other business before this committee today, we are adjourned.